Hi, this is a dictation for Edward Cobb, E-D-W-A-R-D. Last name is Cobb, C-O-B-B. Edward Cobb is here as a new patient. Date of service is 2/10/2025. And date of birth is 3/2/1970. Date of service is 2/10/2025. Date of accident is 6/23/2022. Mr. Edward Cobb is here as a follow-up patient. Oh, sorry, as a new patient. And his chief complaints are as follows.
He reports that he has a severe pain in the middle back, lower back, the right shoulder, to the tune of 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Lower back pain and neck, middle back pain is 8. Neck pain and right shoulder pain is 7. Has a difficult time lifting the shoulder beyond 90 degrees in abduction and forward flexion. Numbness and tingling of first, second, third finger, right and the left side of the hand. In addition, lower back pain is shooting down to his back part of the legs in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, all the way to the ankle, but not affecting the foot or the. He reports that he also was involved in another accident before this in 2014 when he was arrested by police. He was rear-ended by the police cop car, then he flew into the front of the van and Carl Collins was the attorney who got arrested, and no more this case is going on. He also had another accident in 2018 February, which was not serious. He reported that he did not pursue it. Another accident on March 2023 did not seem like he filed any case on it, but we are not sure. That is his word. History of the current accident. The patient has following history of the automobile accident. On 6/23/2022, patient was involved in an accident 12:20 p.m. as a restaurant driver. And he was all alone by himself in a passenger car or SUV. It was a Grand Cherokee Jeep. He was traveling in Detroit near Joy Road and Wyoming. The accident happened as follows. The patient was traveling on East Joy Road at around 35 miles an hour, while another car turned in front of his car, trying to make a left turn to go to the grocery store at 40 miles an hour. He T-boned the other car on their passenger side. This resulted in the accident. He was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. Airbags deployed, and there was a loss of consciousness momentarily. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. And he reported that his car was completely totaled. The engine, the front hood, the bumper, all were smashed. The glass was broken and windows were broken. Airbags were deployed. He allegedly got injury to the whole neck and mid-back and lower back. After the accident, he was taken to Henry Ford Hospital. He passed out for a little bit, and he did not remember the injuries part. He was there for 5 hours in the Henry Ford Hospital. He left against medical advice. Then he went to Providence Hospital. Next day, he didn't remember everything, but possibly X-ray CT scan were done and he was discharged. He reports on the time of accident, he started having some mild headaches, which are mostly front, off and on, 5 to 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and sometimes it could be 9. But currently he has no headaches and no sensitivity to light, noise, no nausea, vomiting, seizures, aurora. He has absolutely no symptom of TBI, denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, confusion, disorientation, or memory loss. He has no incontinence or urine bowel, no blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision, field, or ringing in the ear, no taste problem, smell problem. Patient has no subtle anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance is present, but no other issues are reported. No lightheadedness, weakness, no trouble walking. Regarding the pain, patient is now having some pain, moderate to severe in the area of neck at 7, middle back and lower back is 8. Both hands have a pain, 1, 2, 3, he has pain shooting down from lower back to the both legs posteriorly up to the ankle, has numbness and tingling constantly. His pain in the right shoulder is described to be 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Maximum he can do is a 90 degree abduction and forward flexion, after which he has pain in the rotator cuff region. The patient has constant pains and he has a throbbing, shooting, stabbing and shock. As described, pain level is between 7 to 8. ADLs are affected 9. And modified factor for the pain is worsened on standing and bending, and worsened and improved only by pain medication, Percocets or oxycodone. And the past testing, patient has had X-rays, MRI, CT scan, none of which are available at the time of dictation. And he reports of muscle weakness in the legs. In the past treatment, patient reported that he has done physical therapy at 6 Mile and Telegraph at All Star Physical Therapy in 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. 50 visits have been done. And then he has seen 8 Mile Chiropractor, where he has seen few visits. He was seen by Dr. Radin for more than 2 years. He has had no operations, no injections, and he was doing home physical therapy. Currently, he is not interested in doing any injection treatment, only medication he is looking for, which is Percocet. Please review the records for the system review, past surgical history, allergies, family history. Relationship status, employment status, legal history, personal history. Please review the chart for ADLs. Physical examination. 54-year-old gentleman, black male, 260 pounds in weight, 5 feet 9 inches in height, blood pressure 141 over 76, pulse 91, pulse ox is 100, temperature is 96.1. He is a obese gentleman, good built, nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing or chylomicronemia. No overt anxiety, lethargy, shortness of breath or acute distress or pain faces are noticed. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, mobile, independent, without using any ADEX device. Rest of the exam is from the template. In the abdomen, he is a protuberant obese abdomen. Neurological normal, musculature normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Inspection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Muscle spasm. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5 bilaterally with no trigger points. 1 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at 50 degrees forward flexion. Extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion 45. Bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion. Forward flexion 60. Extension 25. Bilateral side flexion 30. Bilateral rotation is 35. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, swirling is negative. The Lermit test is negative, distraction test negative, photo-alt test negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski chronic test is negative, straight leg raise test is positive at 45 degrees. Controlled lateral leg raise test is negative. Begar test, CAMP test negative, Budzinski sign is negative. SI joint are non-tender. standing flexion test, iliac compression, distraction test, and all negative. Faber test, Gonsalves test is negative. Extremities examination. On examining the extremities, we find that all the extremities are normal except for the except for the right shoulder, where inspection and palpation is completely normal. Normal appearing shoulder with no laceration, contusion, no tender spots, no fracture, dislocation, and only some moderate pain on lifting the arm in abduction or forward flexion beyond 100 degrees. Other than that, the arm is pretty strong. And distally, there is a positive Tinel sign and Phelan sign. The grips are normal, the reflexes are normal, circulation is intact, pulses are normal. The patient has no other finding. And diagnosis? Is as follows. General 110 V89.2 XXT Z79.891 Z79.899 TNS R51 PNS M79.2, muscles M60.9, right shoulder pain M25.511, cervical spine M50.20, S13.4, XFA, thoracic spine M54.09, M54.6, S23.3, XFA, lumbar spine 54.5, 51.27, S 33.5 XXA. Plan of care for Mr. Edward Cobb comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Maps were reviewed, and it is found that the patient is hyper-abusing his medication for a long time. And we discussed the need for either placing on Suboxone that the patient declined, or going different medication route like Tylenol, Codeine, and Ultran that patient didn't like. He was focused on obtaining Percocets 10 milligrams. We declined the offer. We informed him that we'll wait for the medical records to arrive, MRIs, and then we could help him based on the findings. We referred him back to the Dr. Redden who was seeing him. And his primary care doctor, Dr. Anthony Clark. Medications, no medications are provided until he will be re-seen, re-followed up, and re-examined 15 days from now, along with all the medical records that are not there right now. Patient agreed. He's advised to continue his non-pharmacological modalities. home exercise plan, referred to psychiatry is okay, fitness club is good. We will review the MRIs and medical records as they will be available. Releases have been sent to this PBS providers. No international procedures are recommended because there are no MRIs. Plus, he also doesn't want them. Surgical options, he's already coming from a spine surgeon as a referral. Neuropsych evaluation, attended care caseworker not warranted. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered. DME, none. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you. Sorry, this dictation for Edward Cobb was already done as 0216-007. So you have to pick and choose one of them. Sorry for that. I didn't realize. Appreciate it.